you. I'm not tying you.
I can't tie myself.
Yes, you can.
How? I can't tie my own hands.
Tie your ankles, then one hand, and then I'll allow you one free hand to play with.
Play with you, or...
No, with yourself.
That's no fun.
We need a pole. Yes, it is.
The corners of Antonius' mouth turn up as he grins mischievously.
You like kinky stuff?
Yes.
Antonius grabs a strip of leather, leaning down to tie his ankles, his eyes gazing up at your breasts. Antonius takes the other strip, tying it around his left hand and securing it to the arm of the chair. An elegant glass chamber. You see a single exit leading down. Closed door.
Are you done yet?
You are exhausted and open your mouth in an enormous yawn.
I was waiting for you.
Antonius smirks.
You don't seem very excited.
I'm containing myself. Leah rests. Circles around you, her fingertips moving to your shoulders and into your shirt, scratching your skin gently. You ponder the situation.
Well?
He is a stout dwarf and is taller than most of his race, etc., etc., etc. Antonius turns his head to watch you, letting out a low moan as his free hand moves slowly towards his manhood. Leah Ray rolls her eyes and walks away, her slippers sliding from her feet as she does so. She begins to run her fingers through her hair until she successfully ties her hair into a knot at the nape of her neck, a lover's knot. She whirls to face you, her back to the middle bar. She narrows her eyes at you. Antonius bites softly on his bottom lip, his eyes traveling down your body before flicking back up to gaze into yours. Leah Ray takes a deep breath and arches her back slowly, bringing her right hand to reach above her head and grasp the pole, while her other hand goes to her mouth, licking her fingers and trailing down her chin into her throat and collarbone, gently outlining the tattoo of your name on her chest as she looks at you with sultry eyes. Antonius watches your hand, shivering slightly in anticipation. His hand grasps his manhood gently, slowly stroking up the shaft, letting out another moan, hitting hard on his lip, and longing to be inside you. Leo Ray sighs softly and twists her body around the pole, her hand moving to unlace her bodice before moving to her skirt. She turns her back to you from the other side of the pole and shakes her hips, her skirt falling in white folds at her feet. Delicately, she steps out of the skirt, her bodice now loose and showing most of her black and scarlet bra. She whispers over her shoulder, somewhat strictly,
"Don't touch yourself. I haven't done anything yet."
Antonius shivers again as he watches you, moving his hand reluctantly away. You ponder the situation. The array licks her lips and removes her belt, shaking her head slightly and whispering,
"Too bad it isn't leather."
I mean,
"Too bad it isn't leather."
Before tossing it down with her skirt. Semicolon. Remove belt.
What should I take off next, lover?
The armor isn't exactly sexy, says Antonius, in a much girlier, nerdier voice. Something like this.
The armor isn't exactly sexy.
Antonius ponders your profile, wondering if it would make a suitable subject for a portrait.
I think...
The bodice and then the bra, baby.
Leah Ray turns on you. Wait. Leah Ray turns so you gain a good view of her right side, shaking her head. She leans down to touch her knees, sliding her hand slowly up her smooth thighs and to her incredibly whorish panties. Over her hips and waist, looking at you longingly. She traces over her breasts with the palms of her hands, squeezing lightly and making herself moan while looking at you. Her nipples visibly hard beneath the bodice. What a whore. Her fingers lightly trace over the tops of her breasts, stopping at the color she wears.
I think this collar would look fetching on you.
You gave a leather slave collar to Lord Antonius Agarwin, her blade sworn. Selfishness.
Wear it.
Anything for you, baby.
Very good.
Lea Ray faces you fully, standing before you with a messy look.
The bodice next, dearest? Answer me, slave.
You slap Antonius on the cheek. Antonius nods slowly.
Yes.
You scowl miserably.
Good.
Leo Ray rips her bodice off harshly, a slight rip sounding as the light fabric falls to the floor. She walks over to you and grabs the chain connected to the slave collar, tugging it forward with a powerful movement, forcing the chair to fall forward with you in it. She places her foot on your neck, turning your cheek to the floor towards your foot. Wrapping the chain around her forearm, she hums lightly as she sings.
What should we do, lover?
I think...
You don't think, sweet pea. I do. Tell me what you feel.
You have emoted. Leo Ray presses her foot harder into your neck.
I want you to let me kiss your womanhood.
I don't want that. I know what I want to do with you.
And what's that, mistress?
Your mouth splits into a wicked grin as unspeakable thoughts form in your mind.
You'll find out. Stand! I said stand!